Welcome to Forging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of families through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals. Cambodia, New York City, Springfield, Ohio, Connecticut, Algeria, France. What do these places have in common? They are all answers to the same question: where are you from? Notice the variety. From cities to states to countries, they are all where people feel at home. In today's episode, we dig for family stories behind the question, where are you from?
Hi, I'm Prakna Kolstock. I am 39 years old, and I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, and I'll be telling you my family origin story. This story actually starts with my parents. My father was born in the capital of Cambodia, Phnom Penh, and then my mother was actually born in Bat Thabang, which is close to Angkor Wat in Cambodia. So they started off, their childhood was pretty normal, and then we actually have a really dark history in Cambodia. We had communists come in and take over our land. So my parents actually wouldn't have met if it weren't for that. My father was in a line when he was in high school. My father's family is actually really affluent. So we actually had generals in our family and a lot of military folks in our family. And when the Khmer Rouge came in, they took all the males. So they started off taking the males in the prominent area. So Phnom Penh is the capital of Cambodia. So all the males were taken first, and they were put away from their families, and they were put in a line. This line was so long, my father would say, Niang Sam is my father's name, and they would stay in the line and have to wait. They would be put into a room, and they would ask you a series of questions. So the communists would pull you aside separately from the group, from the line, and ask you things like, are you educated? Are you smart? Are you a doctor? Are you a lawyer? So as my father, who's in high school, is in this line, and the line gets shorter, and he's approaching the room. He's watching. He sees all these lawyers and doctors and really smart people go in, and then he doesn't see him come out.
Imagine the suspense of this situation, like waiting in line for a roller coaster with no telling how the ride will end. Hearing gunshots as your stomach knots further and further, but having no choice but to stand and face head on what lurks behind the door. I get chills just thinking about it.
And then what he notices as this line is getting shorter is that the people who are coming out are the farmers. All the people who aren't educated, the homeless people that they put in there, the homeless males. So as my father is going closer and closer to this room, he keeps observing. All the lawyers, all the doctors are getting shot dead. And it's his turn. He approaches the room, and they sit him down, and they interrogate him. Are you smart? Are you educated? Are you a lawyer? Are you a doctor? He's a high schooler. He couldn't tell them the truth. He couldn't say that I actually go to a really good high school. I've been taught English, math, sciences. He wasn't allowed to say that because he knew, based on all the people that didn't make it out of this room, if he said that he was affluent and educated, he will be shot dead. So he lied. He said, no, I'm a farmer. I'm dumb. I have no idea how to read. I can't read what you're showing me. I don't know. And they didn't believe him. So he stuck out his hands and said, look at me. I'm so dark because I've been on the farm. He didn't show him the bottom side where it was white. So based on that, they believed him that he was a farmer and he got to live. So after he got done with the interrogation and he was saved, they sent him to, for lack of better words, a concentration camp. So that's where my father's story begins. My mother's story is very different. And my mom's story starts with they took the males. So my mom is actually naturally a farmer. She grew up in the countryside of Cambodia, and they farmed rice and other things for a living. Mm-hmm. They had a peanut farm, and they weren't affluent, but they got by with living their farmer lifestyle. And when the communists came, they took the males. So they took my grandfather, my mother's father, and then my mom's role as the oldest sister, she actually had to hide her younger brothers. So they would run into the jungle in the backyard in the countryside and climb trees to hide from the communists.
Before even knowing each other, there is a parallel that occurs between her mother and father, hiding parts of themselves from the government, whether it be their family or their lifestyle, in order to remain safe. This whole situation feels like something out of a movie, a scene in a horror film where a bad guy is lurking around the house, just steps away from the protagonist hiding under a bed or in a closet. The fear that must have been boiling inside her mother, I couldn't imagine how hard it must have been.
So they would be there for days and days, waiting to make sure that they passed their town because they were so scared that they would take away the younger brothers. So that's where my mother's story starts. It started with the males and them coming to each countryside town and taking the males. So once they dominated the cities mm-hmm. of Cambodia, they went to the countrysides. And they started with the older males, and then they did the same thing there. And then they went back to the countrysides and the bigger cities and took the younger males. Because they figured that if they took the males, mm-hmm. they would dominate the country. Because it's a very male-dominated society. Mm-hmm. So that's why they started with the males. So it's kind of like in the 80s, even back then, it was a very strong male-dominated society. So that's why if you start with the males and you take the males away, their mm-hmm. thought process, the communists were, the women couldn't fend for themselves. Inaccurate, obviously. My mom was young at the time too. She was a high schooler and she was able to take care of her brothers for as long as she could. Mm-hmm. They eventually ended up getting captured, my uncles, and moving off to a concentration camp. And luckily for them, it was true. They didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to write. They were not affluent. They were farmers. So they were saved and sent to work in the fields. Eventually, they came back for the women. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother got taken first. And then my mom was taken to the concentration camps and to the fields to work. So my mother and my father met there. But they had a strong connection. And through their time, even though it was so sad and they saw so many people pass, they were able to rely on each other and get out.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of our podcast series, Forging Families. A big thank you to our interviewee. Make sure you check out the other episodes of our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and keep up with us on social media. Mm-hmm.